Can you talk a little bit about who your mentors may have been, people you looked up to?
Yeah, of course. I feel like this again brings me back to high school and to what at that time I didn't realize was an important part of my values, my morals, my political analysis. And so my main soccer coach my whole life, again, was a Honduran man named Jose Bu. And he was also a janitor in our school district. And so looking back at that, I feel very privileged and feel that there's not many school districts out there where the Honduran janitor in your school is able to coach you. Unfortunately, during that time, up until last year actually, there was a policy that essentially gave coaching positions to teachers before anyone else, regardless of qualifications. And so he was replaced by another teacher. I believe it was either a gym teacher or an English teacher, I believe. Which, I mean, at that time I didn't really realize what was happening, but I guess could be considered a microcosm of broader class and race issues. My tennis coach was a gay man. And so at early ages I had mentors that were of marginalized identities. And at that time, I wouldn't say marginalized identity because I didn't really know what that even meant. I would imagine in my head, I can't think back to that time and say that I did necessarily. And my father. So my father was, of course, one of my mentors. He was really working class. He worked at Price Chopper his entire life. Well, I mean, he's still alive, but his entire working career from 16 years old until 62 or something like that, he worked stocking shelves and managing the dairy section of Price Chopper in Greenport. And one of the things that I continue to find mentorship and strength from his is the idea of acceptance and being content. He had opportunities to move into management, to gain seniority, and he never really wanted that. He just wanted to work and provide and live with his family. He didn't want the responsibilities that came from being a manager. And so he continued to work at Price Chopper until he was 62 when he retired in a non-managerial position. He was really content with being of working or lower middle class. So those are some of the folks that were my mentors during my high school years. And then, of course, my father till this day. During college, I had three main mentors that essentially were like my advisory board. So I made my own major, and in the school's process of making your own major, you have to make a board to oversee your major. And so two of those people were anthropologists, and they were really involved in the anti-corporate globalization movement that was like flourishing in the mid to late 90s, like the Battle of Seattle. They were both involved in organizing that. And so as people and as mentors, as teachers, as advisors on my board, I found a lot of inspiration, knowledge, support, both in and out of school. And the third mentor amongst that board was an economics teacher named Shahid Alam. And he was and is so much more than an economics teacher. He taught me a lot about being interdisciplinary, and that led to better understanding of intersectionality as well. And how he did that was through words. He would read Rumi poems before economics lessons. He would bring scripture, poets and philosophers, activists, writers into the economic world, where every other economics class I took or book that I read up until him was like pretty much neoconservative economics 101. So these three people inspired me to create my major, and then we're on the board, and I still maintain relationships with them. I probably see Mr. Alam more than any of them. I make it a note to go to where he lives in Rhode Island at least once a year. And so he's continued to be a mentor philosophically, intellectually, to this day as well.
What are some of your hopes for the sanctuary movement?
I hope we don't have to exist much longer. It's obviously a realistic hope, or unrealistic hope, rather. You know, I don't know that there will be a day that we don't need to exist. Obviously, the focus of our work may change. And of course, it's a challenge to sustain a nonprofit. But I hope, you know, my vision and hopes for the organization and conversation with other members is that we can continue to both have proactive programming and defensive programming. And as an organization, I hope that we can establish ourselves as a sustainable organization. We're only in our second year, I guess, right now. And so, you know, I also hope that, and one of my main goals is in being a financially sustainable organization, we're able to create positions that allow community members to be developed as nonprofit leaders. Right now we have a coordinating committee of about 15 people, and it's a multiracial, multi-status, etc. committee. I'm the executive director partially out of necessity and privilege, because we don't have enough money to offer an executive director position to somebody in the community, because we can't offer a living wage yet. And so I have a 3-year vision, 3 to 5 year vision, that will become a more sustainable organization, and that we can offer an organizing job and or an executive director job to community members that are directly affected, so that the organization at the highest level is being led by directly impacted people. And I hope that we can expand who's working with the organization. It's a lot of work to build community and gain trust, especially in this environment, between people of so many different ethnicities, classes, religions, etc. And I think we've done a good job thus far, but I hope that work continues. I hope we're able to continue to grow our intersectional relationships with surrounding organizations, both in Columbia County but also in the region, and the nation. And I hope that we're able to continue proactive programming that focuses on community needs and desires, rather than always trying to defend against the next attack. So, you know, like workers' cooperatives, soccer leagues, things that people enjoy and have the desire to do in their life, and would benefit themselves and their community, rather than always having to do consultations with attorneys. And I think all of that is in the works. All of those things are happening, but I hope that they grow into larger and more sustainable projects. I also hope that we can be a part of passing better legislation, pro-immigrant legislation. So one of the campaigns we're working on right now is the Greenlight New York Driving Together campaign, and that campaign is focused on equal access to driver's licenses for all New Yorkers. That was something that was extended to immigrants regardless of status up until 9/11. And shortly after 9/11, the right to obtain a driver's license regardless of status was revoked. And there's been some back and forth as to try to restore that. And as of the last year, the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement has been on the steering committee of the statewide campaign. And I feel that because of the urgency of now, that would hopefully within the next year that will be something that is a reality, and that's something that I believe is proactive, because everybody's driving anyway. I mean, I don't know how somebody with a whole heart can sit here and say that somebody doesn't deserve a license, when that means not being able to drive somebody to a doctor's appointment or to school or to work, etc. So I do believe that that's something that we'll be able to get done, hopefully within the next year. And I hope that on a, you know, a broader national level, we're able to transform the immigration system into a more just system, or at least CCSM as a part of the broader whole that's trying to do that.
What do you wish people saw when they came to Hudson?
I guess that's a complex question with multiple answers. I wish they saw State Street. I don't think people see State Street when they come here, or really anything but Warren Street for the most part, or an extension of the Warren Street culture. I wish people knew what it was like. I wish people could see what it was like to live here. I wish they saw more of the community interaction. I wish people knew that all of us were in a community space, like doing iftar, which is breaking the fast during Ramadan. I wish more people knew the culture of soccer that's going on here and the transformation that it's taking, and they would support soccer games as much as they did American football games. I wish they saw the interaction between people of so many different backgrounds. I wish they saw the development of the amazing food system that's being developed around us and integrated into our city, via community organizing, and a real need for food sustainability and security. I wish they saw the community art rather than just the overpriced gallery art. I wish they saw it as a place to contribute to, rather than just extract from. I wish they saw it as a community rather than just a destination. I wish they saw it as an opportunity rather than a problem.
We have about 15 minutes.